Hello, Sabrina, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being today with us.
That's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to speak to you and to go through all of your questions.
So we start with a timeless question that pre-Socratic philosophers used to ask themselves about the human beings, about us. So, Sabrina, who are you?
Who am I? Oof. How much time do we have? Okay, I do a short introduction. As you know, my name is Sabrina. I am half German, half South African. So German by nationality, but I was born, grew up, raised everything in Cape Town in South Africa. I'm currently 23 years old and I work at CERN, obviously. And at CERN, I am a project control analyst working in the HiLumi or on the HiLumi project. And yes, what else can I tell you? A bit more about me. I have lived in a bunch of different countries. I moved from South Africa to Paris to study. I've stayed in Paris, in Saint-Genis, here close, now in Geneva, in Frankfurt, in Cologne, in Cape Town. So I move around quite a lot. But my family still lives in South Africa. I've got a younger sister. My parents live there and a dog. So I miss them quite a lot. And yes, that's all, I think. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
No, not yet. I feel like for a presentation, it was enough. But I would like to come back to Cape Town and wanted to know what is the thing that you most miss from there?
That is such a difficult question. I mean, I could never tell you what I miss the most about Cape Town, because for me, Cape Town is just such a beautiful place. I think I'm very biased because it's my hometown, my home city. So I could go on forever with stuff that I miss. But I guess if I had to pick some of the top things, what I miss most about, let's say, my neighborhood where I lived and grew up would be probably in the mornings when you wake up or if you walk outside. My parents have a house that has a beautiful view over the city. So we live kind of like on a hill or like a mountain, but directly across from Table Mountain. So Table Mountain is the famous mountain in South Africa. It's this huge mountain, but it's completely flat on top, like a table, hence the name. So if you look out of the house's windows, you see over the whole of Cape Town and you see both the oceans on either side and Table Mountain in the middle. And at night, you can see all of the city lights. And I remember so many evenings that we'd sit there and we'd have dinner outside and you just have this beautiful view. So I would say that's one thing that I miss. And then, of course, I have to say the South African food. I miss my mom's cooking. I miss the things that I can buy in South Africa. So South African cuisine would definitely be another thing. And then lastly, I would maybe say like the lifestyle, because I find what's very different between South Africa and Cape Town and the places that I have at least lived in Europe is that over here we have a very indoor lifestyle, I would say. But in South Africa, everything is centered around outdoors. The activities are outdoors. What you do on weekends is outdoors. You have fun outdoors. And that's something that I would really like to have more of here.
Okay. I would like to know also, how long have you been working at CERN?
How long? Not very long, actually. I started working at CERN last year, September. So I haven't even been there for 1 year yet.
And could you tell us an anecdote in those months that you have experienced at CERN?
That's a really hard question. I feel like I have a lot of stories of CERN and I've had just so many good experiences there. Everyone that I've met there has been just so friendly and I've been able to learn so much from everyone. And I really love the like learning environment that CERN gives. But if I had to think of one specific story or anecdote, then that's really hard to pick out.
Okay, don't worry.
It's so difficult. Every day you just go and you have nice experiences and nice coffee breaks with colleagues, or I don't know, some funny thing that happens in a meeting. So it's hard to pick one memory.
Yes, I'm looking forward to experiencing that. Okay, so
we will soon.
Yes, yes. It's time to imagine the future. So I'm going to dream. I'm going to imagine myself maybe writing a novel, a really good novel in Cape Town, looking at the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would like to know, what are your dreams?
What are my dreams? I believe that I'm like quite a dreamer. I have a lot of goals and visions and things that I want to do in the future. But if I think about really my future and where I see myself going, I see myself working kind of at the interface between technical and business worlds. So I very much enjoy the technical, the engineering side of things, but also business and learning and understanding how and why everything fits together. So I could see myself kind of doing this one day. And also for me, I feel it's very, personally, I find it very satisfying to work for a company that's, or an organization that's not just purely driven by profits, but that's also doing some sort of good in the world, that's contributing to the world in some way. Because even although maybe the job that I'm doing is not the job that's directly impacting or directly, yes, impacting the world as the company is doing, my little contribution makes me feel that I'm also contributing to this bigger picture. So yes, but if we really have to think about what exactly I want to do, or what exactly I see myself doing, it's kind of hard because I feel that I'm still growing and learning every single day. And if I think of when I was younger and think about how much my dreams have changed and how much my dream job title has changed, it's really hard to pinpoint a specific thing. But if I had to generalize, I would say that I do see myself opening a company one day. That's something that I really would like to do. And with this company, I want to contribute to humanity in some form.
As you may know, I'm just a tourist of the science, and that's why I'm so interested in knowing how people from science perceive, for instance, the beauty. So what do you think of when you hear the word beauty?
When I hear the word beauty, I think that it really depends in what context you're looking at the word, right? The first thing that comes to my mind, I would say that, in my opinion, I think that we, like the world, we strive so much to obtain this idea of this perfect idea of beauty, or let's call it like society standard of beauty, or what the world classifies as beautiful, that we really forget the natural beauty that we can see in all people, every single one of us, and the natural beauty in the world kind of around us, if we just look for it. And for me, like if I think of beauty, I think it's important that sometimes we just stop in our busy lives and we try and look for the beauty and appreciate the beauty that we have in ourselves, our surroundings, or maybe just a situation or a person, or even just to appreciate the beauty that is in life itself, because I believe that life in itself is something beautiful. But if I had to pinpoint like a specific thing, I would say beauty for me is, first off, happiness, and secondly, kindness. So I think that people themselves, they're beautiful when they are the happiest versions of themselves, and also when we are showing kindness to all other living beings on this planet.
It's a great definition of beauty. So today we are with a South African writer and political activist, Nadine Gordimer, who won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1991. And she said that a truly living human being cannot remain neutral. Do you agree with her?
I do agree with her. And I feel like this is a very deep statement to make. And it took me some time to think about this and to think about what she was meaning by the statement. But in conclusion, yes, I do agree with her. And why I agree with her is because I believe that if you as a human being just remain completely neutral, then I feel like you're accepting all of the injustice and all of the downfalls in the world. So basically, if you remain neutral, you're accepting everything that's wrong in the world. But if you have an opinion and if you feel passionate about something, you initiate a change towards a better future and towards better initiatives that will inevitably shape this better future that you dream of. So that's why I believe that to be a truly living being, you have to have an opinion. You can't just remain neutral with everything.
I absolutely agree with you both. Now, if you could teach people from other countries a proverb or a saying from your homeland, which one would it be?
There are so many, but I think that somebody that's really an icon in South Africa, and I feel like he's also quite well known around the world when people hear South Africa, the person that they think of first or the most is Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I were to teach other people a proverb, I would pick one of his. And the proverb of his that I would pick, it says, or it goes, "What counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is what difference we've made to the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead." So that for me is a very, very powerful proverb or quote, because I feel like it's teaching us that it's important to make a positive contribution to the lives of others and to the best of our abilities, do good and strive to do good and like put good out into the world.
Now we're going to change our roles and you're going to be the interviewer, so you have the possibility to ask what you like to our next journey.
To the next journey. When I talk to people at CERN, I always find it really interesting to find out what led them to come to CERN. Because, you know, for me personally, like CERN was a dream that I wanted to achieve and I wanted to participate in since very, very young. So if I were to ask the next person, I would ask them, what made you land up at CERN? And you know, why are you at CERN? What do you enjoy the most about CERN? And yeah, I would try and find out kind of that part of their life.
So it's curiously related with the previous question that Marcello, okay, because he wanted to know, how do you imagine the CERN organization in 10 and in 20 years from now? Well, like, what are your ideas on this?
Wow, that's an interesting question. What are my ideas? Okay, I only work in one section of CERN, let's call it like that, on this HiLumi project. Or if I were to imagine 10 years from now, I can imagine on the project that I'm working on, there's going to be a lot of development. And in 10 years from now, the project is going to almost have just finished. So the new LHC, the upgrade will just have been launched and that will be going. So, okay, I foresee that in CERN's future. And I think that CERN is a place where you constantly have new people coming in with new ideas and passionate people, passionate about their dreams and their goals. And also it's just this big learning environment. So I foresee in the future maybe a lot of more new people to come in with new cultures and a lot of people teaching other people what they're about and what their homelands are about. Let's say probably in 10 years from now, there would have been many new great ideas that have sprung up and many new projects that are starting. So that's a hard question. I would say that maybe just a lot of growth and success and meeting of new people and learning going on at CERN in the next 10 years.
We'll see, we'll see. So we're coming at the end of the interview with the quick quiz based on recommendations. So Sabrina, if you could only recommend us a book, which one would it be?
Well, I enjoy quite a lot of books, but quite recently I've read a book for the second time that I think has really made an impact in my life, only because I really enjoy thinking about like philosophical questions and thinking about life. So I would say if I had to recommend a book, I would recommend this one. And the book is called The Power of Now by a guy named Eckhart Tolle. I think that it's a really inspirational book, and it makes you think a lot about life in general and your own life. And it gave me a lot of insight and things to think about. So yeah, I'd recommend that one.
And now, instead of a book, if you have to choose a film or a TV series?
That's really difficult, because I watch so many films and TV series, and every time I start a new film that's good or a new TV series that's good, then my opinion is changing.
Yeah.
One TV series I'm really looking forward to, it's actually coming out on Netflix in June, is a TV series called Dark. It's now actually in its third season, and I think it's absolutely very cool. I won't say anything about it because I don't want to give the plot away to anyone who may listen to this. But it's basically kind of got to do with time traveling and about an interesting village and an event that happens, and then people discover a lot of interesting things. The series makes you think a lot, and yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I support that recommendation. And that was all, mainly. So I hope you have a good time and you enjoy the talk.
Thank you again for having me. It was really nice to participate.